take it back out because we're gonna pick it up today.
Call to order.
It's about time. Sorry.
O'clock. Some people around here, I just get harassed by everybody.
That's the whole point.
That's the whole point. That's how it's recorded, and everybody's here today. That's all right. Pledge allegiance.
Not everybody. We have a new member on staff that's not here.
We better go ahead and take roll.
Oh, yeah. Wait, start her off.
Just say your name. Here. Say your name in here.
Name in here.
Brett Christensen, here.
There you go.
Tom Weller.
Jane Better, here.
Jeff Fleming.
Linda Johnston.
Scott Henderson.
Oh, there we go. Pledge allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I move that we approve the minute.
Actually, two.
Yeah, it should be 2 minutes in there because that last actual meeting was swearing in of all the new members, so we couldn't legally approve any minutes from prior.
You want me to remember back to March?
No, but as we can approve.
I can't remember last week.
You can read them.
So are we doing them?
Great kitchen.
You can approve them all together. Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Done. Oops.
Got it right.
Update personnel.
Yes, I'll take that one. I'm glad to introduce two new members of our Public Works team. The gentleman will stand up. Justin's on the left and Gabe's on the right. They're
welcome.
Yay.
Welcome. We need help.
Yes, we do.
He needs a lot of help.
Yeah, beyond physical, right?
And Gabe?
Gabe, yeah, Justin and Gabe. And they're both local guys, excited to be here. We're excited to have them.
Good.
Just from the last 2 weeks, I can tell their attitudes and their hard work have definitely come into play, and it's been very well received.
Good.
So good. It's been a fun couple weeks. We've been enjoying work and having a good time.
Good. Yes, welcome.
Come with experience or?
For 20 years, it's a good place to work.
You guys can ask them all kinds of questions if you want. They're fitting in right,
the city.
Right away. They're fitting in and, yeah, jumping in right into things and not afraid to tackle stuff.
Water and sewer?
I do, yes.
I think they've had a lot of experience just by watching them work on stuff.
With the all the spinning thing.
Except the receiving station?
Yeah, the receiving station, the
wheel.
These guys are big advocates for us to get a new unit.
Yes. And make sure you get your hepatitis shots. I'm worried about you guys out there.
So we've taken them on tours to see that. They're big proponents for why we haven't got the new one yet.
Yeah, we have not. We didn't have a lot to say. We just did there. Shock.
If it wasn't part of our big projects, we'd have a new one up there. But
yeah,
funding big things up.
Just be careful.
Yeah. Update on water or wastewater improvements?
Yeah, so I mentioned our big projects. We're almost at the finish line for design work for the wastewater portion of it. We're fulfilling that CDBG grant, Community Development Block grant, that one would say we spent $1.1 million until September, end of September, to have it fully approved and submitted. We will submit to DEQ for their approval here in the next couple weeks. So we'll vet it through them first. They have to bless him, and then it'll go to CDBG. Recently, we've sent out letters. I'm sure you guys have heard of that, or received letters if you have property or live up in those areas for Cagle Glenwood. That letter is in regards to free hookups or waiver of hookups. So we're waiving hookup fees for existing customers that have a property with a usable septic system and private well.
Yeah.
A structure being served there. We are not providing free hookups for bare land or land that's being developed. So we kind of tried to make that clear in that letter, like, hey, you got bare land right now, or you're looking to develop, and you're not finished with your development by the end of August, you're not part of our project. Yes, we're going to put stub outs to those lots, but those lots will pay applicable hookup fees upon connection.
When you actually start building on.
I have a question that someone up there, go to the county for that?
Yes. It's a simple tank replacement permit, it's through the county. Try to use maybe a city-approved tank. That way, if there's a chance we can reuse that tank with our project, we will. It just really depends on the location of it. So anytime anybody's buying property up there or some kind of real estate transaction, if there's a steel tank in the ground, it's going to be a requirement to have that steel tank replaced more often than not.
Yeah.
To get a building permit?
To get a building permit, yeah.
How does the steel tank usage go? When did they?
Early '90s. Yep. Concrete tanks starting to come into play in the early '90s.
And start corroding and start leaking into the ground.
Yeah.
It's not good.
So are you?
You know, if the spot where they want to replace it and they want to get it in now, it doesn't necessarily going to be where we're going to put it, that's fine. We budgeted another tank to go in. We'll abandon that old, that existing tank or used or old. We're going to put our new tank.
Shouldn't they contact city, you guys, to find out exactly where you want the tank so they don't have to do it over again?
Right, but.
Makes common sense.
Right, there's a lot more plumbing involved if they're going to put it where we need it. And we don't know exactly because our design's not finalized, and we're not going to say, tell someone to wait on a tank replacement because we're holding them up on our design.
No sense, yeah, well, yeah.
Right. If I get this design finalized and December comes and I want to do a tank replacement, I might say, hey, can you put it right here? It might not work and be compatible with their drain field either if it's being placed where we need it to be placed. So those are all factors.
Yeah.
Drain field and everything would need to be abandoned, and they would need to hook up to my system if they're going to put it where I need it. And that's not the case yet.
Yeah.
Question, and Tracy was really good about answering it. I still have a property owner that calls me directly.
Yeah.
Even though I don't manage her properties anymore. She's got a duplex over on Railroad.
Yeah.
And Tracy was, she just quoted this letter, and I said, I'll find out, because they had to get back to you by the end of the month, and they won't be up here. One concrete tank.
The duplex will still have one.
Well, yeah, I just want to make sure that's okay, because she wanted to know, well, she was glad, I mean, so.
So multifamily, like duplexes and such, we allowed one tank.
Yeah, this is more concrete.
So we'll, in our project, we'll have still another, one tank going in where we need it to for that.
Just has to be the appropriate.
There were two separate dwellings.
Yeah, it's in the back.
Two separate, there wasn't an ADU or anything of that nature.
No, it's two separate units with the garages in between.
Right.
But it's in the back, is that okay? Do you care?
We'll relocate it.
We'll pull it out and relocate it. Thanks, Tracy, for helping.
Yeah, as long as it's big.
Ones in the backyard make it more interesting for us, for sure. Really, with our project, you're going to see in our, when our design plans come out, and I have a meeting of those, you're going to see a lot of septic tanks placed near the right of way of those. Your access for us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we don't need specific easements to enter the property to access those tanks.
Yeah.
Do you go back to just one tank now for each, especially in these subdivisions?
Yes. For example, Polish just pushed out and did another 50 homes, getting ready to do it. Every single one of those is a single tank serving that lot. This is the phase they just put in all that infrastructure. I'm talking about that build out, so I hope you see it the same time I do.
Maybe.
Well, they're going like crazy.
Yeah, I'm imagining they're gonna infill this first before they push out that second phase to see how the economy goes.
You know what our median price is?
$349,000.
Bend is, parts of it are up to almost $700,000, the median price. $349,900. I thought, where?
So to get back on topic for the projects, all good stuff.
Sorry.
So that brings us to our timeline. Since we pushed back our CDBG grant 6 months, our timeline is still going to be basically the same timeline. What you're not going to see is, I mentioned phase one, phase two, phase three of these projects. Phase one being wastewater improvements, phase two being water improvements, phase three being Cagle and Glenwood. You're going to see some of those projects overlapping each other. Not necessarily starting and finishing and then starting another one. You're going to see them start up around the same time. And but complete a different. Because of our time constraints with the project, we're going to start those projects simultaneously, but they just won't fit.
Where they're content with.
Right.
What would you just...
Really in the process, really in better.
We'll go out for bids this winter, ideally.
When would... Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. When will you be able to start the improver thing out by the lagoons?
Those would be some of the first ones. So next spring.
Next
summer,
spring?
Summer, yep.
Okay.
Since we own all that property up there, those are more of a slam dunk, those projects, to get those rolling and going first.
Yeah.
So we'll have contractors on site building lagoons, pivots, and that septage receiving station.
Even though you're going to move it back?
Mm-hmm.
Move it back into BLM, what do you do with what's up? You'll have two then?
Well, this, the current pivot will be offline and not used anymore, and the two new pivots will be online.
Better another, get some more help.
Right.
Yeah. Start hiring more people.
Well, yeah, we've got all these new septics that are going to be needing pumping.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Well, that's it. Then we'll focus on water. Get that rolled out so we can start bidding these projects all at the same time.
You still going to use the same well, if I remember right?
Same two wells, yep. New reservoir and upgrade the pump capacity on those wells.
And then a separate line going to the north side.
Yep. I've met with Forest Service and BLM on those sites. Talk through so everybody's on the same page.
Yeah.
18.
Up there? Next summer.
I'll make sure we're ready.
It'll be all on-site stuff up there if we do it next summer.
I just want to make sure I got my poles.
Transmission lane probably will be next summer.
Well, it'll be
transmission lane.
Well, my transmission lane will be on spring
between what's there.
We won't be doing transmission lane up there.
And maybe
if anything, it'll be a reservoir being erected and stuff like that.
That's a little bit overhead.
I have a compliment. It is just such a joy and a shame to watch you two work and then go out and see what was done in less than 3 months for Frontier Days. All those nice electrical plug-ins out there. You had to take it out there. Good job.
That was tough.
And you helped dig, didn't you, or whatever you were going to do?
I didn't do anything out there.
Oh,
I ran a race.
You ran a lawnmower race?
No, I ran a 5K race. I was supportive, whatever they needed help with. But I didn't actually do any work out there. I can't take that credit.
No, I mean to get the power out and the drain lines and everything out there. Oh, I thought you were going to run conduit or something. Well, gee, thanks, Tom, for everything. Good job.
I didn't do anything except my office.
your brain's
kind of
effective.
I'm the one getting in trouble.
So,
I thought you deserve it.
2022 is going to be anticipated completion of those projects.
All of them?
Finish up in 22.
That's it. Better.
Right.
Like I said, it all depends on the weather.
And bidding.
Yeah.
That's right. A lot.
Questions about them?
Cemetery items.
Yeah. So I got some time carved out. We can discuss the cemetery. I got a whiteboard over there. I'll go over there and move it so we all can see it. Talk about immediate needs, stuff that needs to get taken care of before winter. And then a section on long-term goals, what we want to that I have budgeted for right now, but stuff that we could budget for in the future. I'll show you some of what kind of funds we have to work with in the interim.
Down at down meeting. I will. Bye.
Okay. So we have budgeted for this fiscal year $10,000 in contracted services. So any work we can contract up there, whether it's fencing, surveying, stuff of that nature. And we have $10K in capital outlay. So capital outlay is actual assets going in up there, like a kiosk, some physical stuff going in that has some value to it. Not necessarily a fence line, but actual, like a kiosk unit that has some value to it. Stuff like that. Or a flag, stuff like that. We do have some contingency built in and some miscellaneous, but it's very minimal. So this is what we got to work with. Keep this in mind. Obviously, our services for time up there isn't part of this. This is just bringing in extra help to get some of these things accomplished. What I want to do is short-term goals, stuff we need to address in the next couple months before winter hits. I'll put a couple up just so you guys have some ideas. Snow stakes for plowing.
Yes.
Paint to the building.
And
do that again, Paul.
The floor is green.
Green?
Yeah.
Okay. So paint the floor too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Need to be painted.
Building and chain off the entrance to the building, right?
Yeah, chain both ends of the building.
For entrance. Okay, what are the short-term stuff?
I need to get a map up out there.
So map. I'm gonna put kiosks. I'm gonna pull some funds out of here and actually do a kiosk up there. Kiosk with map. I'm gonna put like a little history of the cemetery in there, a little write-up on the history of it. Several options ranging from $1,500 to about $5,000. They're pretty decent size. Anywhere from 4 foot by 6 foot to 3 foot.
With this sub-symbol that you can keep adding onto.
Sure.
We used to have one big bird, we used to have down there and we get and then they kept coming out and shooting. We put it in the viscreen, get up.
These will be lockable, so plexiglass, so and plexiglass, you can lock them and put stuff in there. Yeah. And it'll be kind of, it matches the same stuff as our benches, that kind of material, that recycled material that has 50-year warranty on them, all weatherproof. So we'll make it a nice unit. And then we're gonna set it up to where we can put a flagpole near it too, new flagpole, with that extra flagpole we got from this project.
Yeah.
A 25-footer.
Cool. Light pole we got up out there. Vernon and I repaired it. That piece of pipe is not good.
Right.
And city license needs to be updated out there.
Mm-hmm. And that'll go inside this kiosk too with license. What else for immediate?
How about a secure
porta potty? From vandalism and getting tipped over, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
In other words, there'd just be a few people that would have the key to get into it. Out there working on it, or
it means like probably fixed to the ground somehow so it doesn't get tipped over.
Well, what if you had this kind of four walls or whatever wrapped around just a portable that you know that you could open it and then you still have another door open, but it would just hurt.
Yeah,
you'd still pull them in and out.
Mm-hmm. We had a service out there Sunday, a lot of people out there, no place to go,
right.
Right. And so I can get that out of contract and services.
Right. Something with a gate in the front or something.
Well, I'm just talking, just if you had one or two portables that city purchased and just, you know, contract out the
service
or maybe you could do it yourself, I don't know. But
right.
And just like four posts with a back wall, side walls, and then a couple swinging gates that you lock, keep someone from going and trying to tip them over
or dump trash down.
And that doesn't need to be open all the time, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it could just.
Or if you wanted to leave it open, just some way of securing it so that they couldn't overturn it.
Right. And I can talk to the contractor who does those for services. I'm sure they've had issues with some of theirs and what their suggestions are.
Like if you could get four posts stuck in the ground, you know, concrete, or keep it from being overturned.
Right. I'll chat with them and something we keep up there during the spring and summer months and then pull it for the winter.
Right, yeah.
And then see what they charge monthly and see, because I could pull that out of contractor services pretty easily.
They're not that expensive to buy. You can buy a handicap one and then you can have someone that serviced. Saved me money in Estacada when I had one.
Sure.
I had a private one.
What else can we think of in the interim?
Because of who goes out there for services, usually the older folks. And it's been mentioned access for wheelchairs and walkers and stuff because of the little walkways that go between the roads.
Yeah, they're getting pretty rough.
They're getting pretty rough, and so would there be money for, say, gravel or something?
That's not good with wheelchairs.
Well, or something to improve the,
right,
the walkways between the roads,
mm-hmm,
for wheelchair access. Because you, I mean, most people, I don't know about most people, but I know there's got to be lots of people who are out there for service, and walkers and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
I mean, those right now, they're pretty rough.
I could say something, I think we could put this in long term too, up for sure. I think we need something long term to make those paths more accessible than what they are. But I'll put them in short term just to improve.
It's fine for wheelchairs. I mean, it's acceptable.
What about ground recycled rubber, like they use for?
Well, anything that pushes up, they'll get in a rut. But there ought to be some kind of rubberized matting or something that could be down there.
Something.
Yeah.
I think maybe just, you know. Yeah, I just had my driveway redone 3/4 minus gravel, and they used to.
You have a good crushed rock mix. You can tighten it up enough to have a wheelchair on it.
I think something like that would be good. You know, uh-huh. So something, and then if we're going to improve it to the next level, if we use 3/4 minus, it's not going to go to waste up there. If we want to either A, asphalt those pathways, or I even thought about a pavers would be nice up there too. Because pavers really fluctuate with frost heaves and stuff, right?
Oh, mine are all heaving.
Are they? Yeah.
You got to have good concrete.
It's up.
Asphalt's probably cheaper. Pavers, I just did a paver pack base, then you gotta do a sand bed, then you gotta put the pavers in, then you gotta sand the pavers, then you gotta compact it. If you move some, and you can, if the base is good, you can put them back. But it's not always, the reason why people like pavers is because they don't know how to do concrete or paving.
They look nice too.
They do.
But I think, you know, if we're gonna make it wheelchair accessible, pavers aren't necessarily the easiest thing to roll across, but asphalt is.
Yeah.
Yep.
And if we build those pathways, we're going to make it wide enough to where our new unit for removing snow can get in there and push those open, too.
Yeah, one of the other problems, too, with pavers is the ground. When it raises up.
Yes,
and
do.
It does it at different angles.
Sure.
They're different heights. And when they defrost and go back, you'll never have any. So you're better off with crushed rock and asphalt.
But that's true with asphalt too. If you don't
But asphalt will be a little bit smoother to go across.
Yeah.
But
have a good base that will.
It's got to have a good base. Yeah.
Will freeze and rise.
Concrete will move too. I've seen sidewalks.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
So have we exceeded our budget?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean,
long-term goals.
Yeah.
I could spend it all in 3/4 minus redoing those pathways, probably, right? But
yeah.
Baby steps.
Jake, wasn't there $30,000 to begin with?
So overall fund is worth $30,000.
Okay, overall.
Yeah, 28, I think, is what it is.
I only see 20 on the board there.
Right.
Where's the rest of it?
We can look.
We're sure if I can.
There's one right here.
Is it?
Okay.
You can see,
it's $7,300.
Yep. Insurance 2,000. You got 500 legal expenses. Miscellaneous expenses 1,200. Off in there, but not a lot.
Okay. Since the Royal Rangers have a project that they could come out and six or eight boys.
Yeah.
To help do some stuff.
Corrections crew volunteered their time. We helped them out on a project the other day and said, hey, you just let us know if you need some help with cleanup or anything. The corrections crew down. I know JR, they're willing to help if we need some stuff done. Paving stuff, they're probably not going to even be up to much help.
But right. What about the
painting? Getting rock out and stuff.
Yeah. What about the painting? Is there any, the high school has a poor, occupational, anything that would work with that would be?
Probably we could. Or we can get the supplies and get it knocked out in a day. up there. It's not a very big structure.
No.
But if you don't, we'll get it. I think we have it here. We have a sprayer.
Is that building in pretty native?
No, it's not. Half painted in this. Whoever was doing it saw.
Yeah. Ken Malnick.
Right.
And the band of brothers come out there and they did whatever got done. And then this winter, pushing that snow and stuff around. We got to be careful out there with if we put the rock down too.
Correct.
Go back to the kiosk because that's something we were talking about this year.
Yeah. Yep. Tell you guys some at our next meeting. Order it up before then and start getting it going too. It's the same company order all of our benches and garbage cans from. It'd be basically matching that concept.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Still
long-term goals. I've got pathways, restrooms,
security
fence, okay, parking lot,
water and electric,
fence, utilities.
And speaking of electricity, solar light for the top? Or
yeah, we'll have to have a downlit light. Yeah.
So long term, how long term is long term? Are we looking like 2 years, 4 years?
5 to 10?
I would say 5 to 10. I mean, maybe the paved parking lot might be a little longer out, stuff like that.
Because I'm thinking primarily of what he's saying about the restrooms.
Right.
That's pretty critical.
Yeah, that's
for a long term to be not 5 years.
Right. And we'll have to figure out. And if we're going to get too carried away, a mechanism to help fund some of this too. Because right now, the balance is like $17,000 in there. And that's from years of taking in plots and stuff like that. And then it's being subsidized from the general fund too.
Well, what about considering restrooms on the short-term list versus the long-term list? Because
I think if it was a short-term item, it had to be next year's budget. Talking porta potties. I think in acting stuff like that, we're talking long term.
Yeah.
But
well, I
2 to 5 years.
Idea about we can empty it or whatever and keep it.
Yeah.
Cost, isn't it?
Yeah.
To do that.
Mm-hmm. But a full on bathroom facility, I think, is going to be a little further down the road.
It's kind of critical, really.
If you had a bathroom out there, would that be a bit?
It could be a concept we could look at.
There's no water utilities out there, so it got to
right. That has to be a vault or have its own septic system. Like a drain
water.
Field and stuff.
You got to get water out there, though, or do you have
right.
a well?
You can do a private well out there, too. Be a lot cheaper than me taking water out there to it. Because the closest line after our big projects will be Darlene.
This sounds like the best way to do something quickly would be Tom's idea with
the porta potty
and the porta potty.
Yeah.
Being a woman of a certain age, I can understand the necessity.
Right.
Yeah. It's not funny.
Yeah, I can look into that.
Mm-hmm. Just ran a trench.
Oh, Vietnam is just a hole in the ground.
People are going to vote on that idea.
The concrete bed with 2 steps and you put your feet on.
Yes, that's like they have a church.
That's what they did.
The steps.
Are outhouses legal anymore? That's actually the simple. They can be clean and that's the simplest. You know, throw a little lime in there and.
Maybe.
Or it's rustic, but it doesn't cost. Once you put the structure in there, it doesn't really cost anything.
I don't know. I would think no, it's not.
No.
But we still have to put the 3 walls up.
Protected, yeah.
Yeah. A vault would be an option that would be similar to that, right?
It's probably, the sad thing is that's probably actually better for the environment than paying someone to go up there and clean a port.
Probably. When you talk about the resources involved in managing that sewage.
Call and get back to us.
That's right. I will.
Money wise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll do this again in It's August now. We'll do it in October, and I'll have some good numbers for you. It may even have some of this in place. Now, I'm not going to wait to bring it up again in October.
Yeah.
Just putting it in for in October for 2 months probably isn't.
If we could purchase one for under $1,000 and get it up there, do you want me to motion that
I think they're, I don't have my phone on me. I think they're more than that. I think they're about.
I know some guys I can talk to and see.
Yeah.
Well, the question is, are you talking about an ADA porta potty or just a standard porta potty?
Well, probably going to want to at least have one of each.
I would say just one ADA.
If you had an ADA, if you had an ADA one, I think you're around $2,500. I could be wrong, but
yeah, you're probably about right.
So he's going to come back with the figures anyway. So I have to wait till then.
Yeah, well,
we could approve that much. I don't know, like Tom.
You guys can make suggestions to the council, but they ultimately will make that approval.
Make the suggestion that if it's under $2,500 or close to it,
at least get that part moving for them.
We recommend that one is done. One is bought. In
favor?
Aye.
Done. We're done.
That's it?
Yeah.
I'm going to take a picture.
Make a recommendation to the council. Night. When are they meeting? Tomorrow?
Yeah, we meet tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, okay.
Look at this.
So, snow stakes cost?
Yeah, we'll get those in. Snow stakes and get the building painted before winter.
Whatever you can do, either we do it
ourselves or I'll hire a contractor to put the paint in.
Yeah.
We just have to put down greens out there.
The floor, is it concrete or the wood?
The green.
It's concrete.
The concrete's about 6 inches wow. out there. Jesus. And we want to paint it green to kind of
blend. Yes.
Mm-hmm. During the winter, when the ice and stuff is greens to put down. But that to keep taking those greens out there to sit down to, and then we put the church cart, and then you could put the,
right
until after the services.
Oh.
It's more of a decorative thing.
Right. The greens. The greens are green, so why not just paint the floor green
I'm gonna focus on the structure first, getting it painted. Because I think it needs it for sure. The structure. The wood?
The wood should be going to help get more light down into there, so because there's no lights or nothing out there to do, so that would kind of help.
Yeah. We'll bring it up.
Hey, public comments? Committee.
You missed.
You can go other items.
Oh, other, I skipped ahead. I wrote past that. Other items. Okay.
Right turn worked on it. But how do we start the next
step? I'm on an advisory committee right now with a consultant with ODOT.
Okay.
We're all the way up to the very north end of town. That section of town, because the overpass is basically not just one little piece, but how it all works together.
Good.
Actually, to be fair, it's from north end of town all the way to 6th Street. We're taking in the whole thing. The years past, we looked at every little piece, they don't necessarily line up with each other, right?
Yeah.
I think even the overpass had some holes in it from some stuff that didn't really work with town. We're not taking it off the table, but I don't see the overpass as a feasible option.
Waiting until it stops sinking.
Right. Well, they're
looking for the next one. It'll stop back down. Just stop it at some point.
They're not planning on pulling it out at this time.
No.
We're trying to see how
float it up, it'll sink and it'll settle out.
It was somewhere pointing. Yeah, it was on the bottom of the lake.
Well, they told us to not take it off the table for an option either.
Yeah.
Consider it, but.
But Jake, I understand what you're doing.
Right.
But ODOT's been out here several times. I think it's that we want serious consideration.
What I'm saying is we have a platform now to do that.
Okay.
Right turn lane on which?
Head north.
Yeah.
Because people are cutting across that.
But where? At First Street, where the traffic light is?
Yeah. You're heading north on 97.
Yeah.
There's no right turn.
There's a bike lane.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
hate to mention this, but California did something right when it came to the bike lanes. They did is when they came to a street, whether it's just a side street or a traffic light or anything, the bike lane, the lane itself is broken. So anybody that gets in there for a car or truck, and this thing here is ridiculous. People actually wait until they get to the corner to turn. They won't go into the bike lane to turn.
You're not supposed to. You used to get ticketed for it.
Right, and that's where it's screwed up. If it was broken lane with the like I said, and then this is right away, whether it's a car, truck, or bike.
Is that legal up here?
I don't know about here. This is what they did in California. That was a smart move on their part. Because then you got somebody that wants to make a right turn, not holding up traffic. They get into the right turn and leave.
But so can we
now
make
whether,
a motion
whether
or something?
Yeah, whether that's
just go to city council.
It's ODOT.
It has to be ODOT.
It's this ODOT group that decides it.
Well, I know, but so you've got a little bit of a platform now.
The city does, yeah. This advisory, ODOT officials are on it.
But how do we give you some more backing? Because a year ago, when you went and talked to them when they were painting out here, they said no deal.
Right.
So how do we say we want this? Who's got the power or whatever? Who can support you? How do you get more support than just you?
It'll end up on our laps for sure. But you guys have to make a suggestion to the council as a group, not just Scott.
Right.
Scott's idea, right? So it's be all of you deciding whether you see that's the direction you want to go.
So,
but we're going to look at more the whole thing, not just First Street, right?
That's
fine. We'll suggest that on all the intersections through town.
Right.
On both sides. Mm-hmm. And that's not just necessarily one side. Because even going south, you still have the same problem.
Yeah.
Do it on all of them.
Sixth Street's a problem, too.
Yeah.
The reason why First Street's the biggest problem is because it's got traffic light and it's got a cross.
Right.
It doesn't pull over there, and then a pedestrian hits that crosswalk on that street. Sixth Street is not, I mean, you could still have a problem. You don't have a traffic. I agree with you.
Yeah.
But things are still kind of moving. There's nothing that actually stops.
It's like I said, there's got to be some way of redoing that bike lane to where you can get over there and make a right turn.
Yeah.
And it's not against the law.
Hold on. I had a choice in it. There'd be four lanes going through town.
It should have been.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing.
It used to be
right.
Until they put the bike lane in.
I can tell you the city's council stance is two lanes through town.
Right. But they should, that once it leaves the traffic light, it should be two lanes. Like, it should be two lanes leaving
right. Both
sides of town and maybe one lane coming in, because that way you slow traffic into town and then when you leave.
And there's options on the table with this advisory committee of a truck route that bypasses. That's going to alleviate a lot of problems too if that ends up being a
wonderful.
Well, that bike lane was
97 around like a
bypass.
Like a home. Sign me up.
Right.
Yes.
But there's ramifications too for businesses when you start talking about a bypass, right?
Well.
So, I mean, all these are good examples for solutions, but you may not have to be touched if one of these options skirts around town, right? Because now all of a sudden, all your truck traffic is covered.
I think it's important to do one big overall plan that everybody agrees instead of piecemeal.
If you need ammo when I go to those meetings, and that's an example of an ammo, right?
I'm all for bypass, but even if there's no bypass, normal traffic, I think there still needs to be.
Well, originally, this was four lanes
right. In
town. Three city managers ago is the one, him and his wife, pushed for bypass. And then we got those things, and it's been a mess ever since.
Right.
It's just done right to begin with.
And I can tell you the city's council's staying traffic down as much as possible.
Right.
Well,
doing so, you eliminate lanes of traffic.
The only problem now is if anybody's trying to get off the side streets, especially when that light changes up there with the amount of traffic coming through town, it takes forever to get across. Then you have, I don't know if anybody's been down south, but by Gilchrist, they're putting in by passing lanes.
Right.
And yeah, so then they hold up traffic, and then you get a whole line of cars coming the other way.
Yeah.
I sat for 15 minutes sitting out at Fender Gear trying to get the hell across.
Right. And I'll
tell
you,
just one line after another. By the time one clears, the other one's coming.
I even heard the terms roundabouts being mentioned.
Okay. I just see the first roundabout and the truck going right through the
You're kidding. I figured the truck.
Hell yeah, they would.
They said absolutely for it.
Really?
They said enter into roundabouts and get around stuff.
And it would take care of all these people that hold up everything down Finley Butte, all the rest of them, coming out of grocery outlet and trying to go south.
Right. They said roundabouts work for them, but they're designed right.
Yeah. If they're designed right. The ones in Bend, they're not, because you can see the tire tracks going over them from tractor trailers.
Well, the ones
in Chester are small.
But the
truckers. Yeah, that's the example that was brought up.
Can I mention another intersection?
Well, when they redirected and aligned that, I'm guessing those conduits were there for a reason.
Yeah.
For lights in the future.
That'd be county.
But that's just
true. So it's out of my jurisdiction, so I'm not privy to any of that information. Yeah. But I'm having in mind, I see conduits being stubbed up and capped off. Yes. There are reasons for that.
Yeah.
Take a suggestion.
Okay. Are people for or against trying to push for the...
They do it all.
Yeah.
Not just one. All of them. All the right turn lanes.
But,
both sides.
But,
do it one at a time. One time. That'd be done with.
Well, if they make it too big.
I'd suggest that you go ahead and you propose all of them, but you actually prioritize...
First. Okay.
The need. Because I think it's first, sixth, and then you start looking at... Okay.
Yeah.
Dick, you don't think it's premature for us to do this right now?
Ideally. You know, you guys are committing and you're giving advice on things that need to be done. There's immediate actions are going to be taking place. Yeah, I worked with ODOT a lot. But they're listening.
I would like to know.
Yeah.
I would like to know what the state law is on the bike lanes at intersections. Do they have to be solid lines? Can they be broken lines?
Right.
Whatever the law is.
Can bike lanes be utilized as vehicle? Because a bike is considered, when they're on the road, they're considered just like the same rights as a vehicle that should be used.
You can break the bike lane. I think it's a local jurisdiction that is
just want to make sure legal-wise that we're okay.
Yeah.
We don't have a local jurisdiction. It's ODOT.
Oh, no, but you have the city of Lapine that pushed for the bike lanes, and I know you don't own them, but by the way you tell them that they want the bike lane to work, has some a bike lane, you can have a green box bike lane.
So you're saying that it's okay in a bike lane to break it up and all of us turn on it?
Like I said, whoever's in there first is right away, whether it's a bike, a car, or a truck.
Is that okay with a...
But it has to be painted that way.
Yeah, it has to be painted that way.
And there is, on this advisory committee, there's someone from BPAC.
They know.
They're going to be on this committee, too. There's a member from that group.
And see, the whole thing with me is legal-wise. What is the wording that the state says? Because ODOT, this highway is state. You know, what did they say?
Right. Yep.
And if it's allowed, let's do it. If it's not, well, there's worth something.
That might be one of the solutions, is it's multi-use besides just like,
right.
Making a suggestion.
A suggestion for, I guess, all right turn lanes with the prioritized.
I don't bet at all the intersections in town.
First, and then William Fox and Ford.
Coming south?
Yeah. Yeah.
At first, you saw the broken lines?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why can't they do it at the other intersections?
Right.
Right.
I thought about that. They already did it.
But I still want to find out if broken lines still allow you break in there.
That's what they did up at First Street coming south.
Yeah.
You can make a right turn lane. There's a right turn lane there. And they broke the path. They broke up the bike path.
I think it's legal to have broken lines because
you can take your car and drive into the bike lanes.
Yeah.
The whole point of having a solid bike lane
I idea to slow the traffic down, but not when you get to an intersection like traffic light at First Street and have people that maybe two or three people in line, and you've seen some of the lines, they can't make a right turn until the light changes. They're just sitting there waiting, and all they're doing is going to McDonald's or Shell Station. There's no sense in that.
Have to coordinate at the right lights then?
Get into the right lane, make your right turn, because you make a right turn on a red light anyway, if you want to. Try to break it up the bike lane, the way it is right now.
Okay, so how do we write our suggestion on
it? We've already
suggested
it.
Okay.
Wrote it down? Good. All right.
Yeah.
Staff, the committee, and committee member comment. You already made yours, so you're done. Anybody else? Staff?
A lot of stuff going on, obviously. Desk. We've talked about ADUs and stuff like that. We're looking at making a requirement for developments wanting to utilize an ADU to have a 3/4 inch minimum meter, having just a 5/8 meter. We look at flow projections and stuff, and for adequate flow for a dwelling unit along with a single family dwelling. We see what that translates to is somebody builds a single family dwelling, they pay SDCs based on if I want to add an ADU, they're going to pay the difference in fees.
They're trying to push full SDC charges for both units.
So we're not proposing two different SDCs, right. We're just saying, some people plan, you know, if they know they're going to put an ADU on there, and they show me a site plan that says building ADU, I'm going to require them right at the beginning to put a 3/4 inch meter in, and they're going to pay applicable SDCs based on that.
Yeah.
But if it's an afterthought, they have a 5/8 by 3/4 meter, they pay the fees based on that, they say, hey, I want to add an ADU. Okay, you're going to pay the difference in those two, because you already paid that first credit.
Yeah.
Now you're going to pay the difference. It's about half.
What's the 5/8 meter? What's the
1,000 something?
And what are they for a 3/4?
But I'm not charging them extra SDCs. I'm just saying this is your minimum you have to have for water sites. As a water purveyor, I 3/4 inch service with a meter. But we're going into Cagle and Glenwood, right? And we're waiving SDCs for existing customers. We're waiving those SDCs. All these areas up there are a potential for ADUs. Some kind of mechanism for a minimum size for ADUs, they would be getting an ADU waived as one mechanism in place. We would not collect any SDCs in those areas for more development. In those scenarios, right, we waive SDCs for those customers. We waive a 5/8 SDC. We don't waive anything above and beyond that. So if they want an ADU, they get that credit for 5/8, but they pay the difference to get that ADU at it.
A home with 3 bedrooms and you got kids. We all know if you got 2 showers going, plus you got your sprinklers in the yard going.
5/8 meters, I mean, it's pushing it on a regular residence already as it is.
At a little higher water pressure, you would get a little more water out of that. But part of it, if you look at your chart, it gives you so many fixture units at 50 psi.
Right.
Same meter size, and it jumps up maybe 5 more fixture units for it.
It's not going to change.
Yeah.
It's going to be 60.
I would like to see us raise our PSI, though.
Right. I think you start getting into the 70s and 80s, you've had some other ramifications involved.
Yeah, with a problem, right? Yeah. House done. I put 3/4. I wasn't going to mess with the house.
Yeah.
I got more wood, I know what to do with
it. Doesn't all
that go?
It's good.
Okay.
Doesn't all
that. And it's a requirement for sure because they have fluctuating PSI.
Yeah. I don't think it's necessary as a requirement, but usually, again, I don't know much about Ben. They're, you know, way up 100, so you want a pressure where you're talking 50 or 60 psi. I'm already at a maximum pressure of 60 psi. At a well, that's a different story. Right. Then you would put.
I forget what mine is. Mine is not very much, 40, 50 pounds. I got more water than because I got 1 horsepower pump too.
I'll be looking, I'll bring this topic up again. I did a presentation on it with council. I'll bring it back up because they wanted a little bit more information on how much operating costs does it add to our system when you add ADUs and did some engineering.
Hi, we're not hammering rock out here. We're not easy excavation.
I'm not going to argue if they're high or low. I mean, that's what, and we have adopted them. More thing. We do a lot of septic tank pumping, right? That's something that's always on the docket. We're doing our second year of a contract with our contractor in town. We'll do another, have that achieved before December 31st, have that the pilot program, so we're going to do it again this year. Something we're looking at for the future is a possibility is...
That again, sorry.
So, commercial, pay the same as a residential, just depends on their size. We don't, but I will tell you, a commercial tank requires a lot more work from our staff to maintain.
Are you requiring 2,000 gallon tanks still for?
Just depends on the.
What do other cities do?
Every city.
could it in any way affect possibility of businesses moving to Lapine if they were questioning that? I guess if it's fairly common in other cities, it wouldn't make much difference.
So our system's unique because we use septic tanks. Not a lot of municipalities do that. So Pine Butte has a system like ours. It's called a step system.
And mine installed that four-step system. I had to be have it inspected every year.
Right.
Cleaned every year if it needed to be. Yeah. Or the guy that's inspecting it says it needs to be pumped.
Right.
Good.
It has to be licensed every year.
Yeah.
And what in 19 years we haven't had a bit of a problem.
And if residential and commercial were all the same on frequencies to pump a tank, it wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
A residential tank is 3 to 5 years on average to maintain the every 3 months.
Yeah.
Every month.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure out for the future of Lapine the best way to approach them.
Well, look at Gordy's. How often are you leased?
To me, that's above and beyond what everybody else is getting in the service. This is making money off of that, right?
Already paying more than residential for the water. That's the point. Your water. You're paying for your water, which is supposed to cover your back and say, hey, you already paid a bunch for your water. Now we want you to pay additional charge for your sewer. We don't have a sewer treatment plant. We have...
That's based on current infrastructure and...
water bill that goes along with it that is...
I want to do... I've got to straighten out something. New commercial comes in, you're going to have them maintain the septic tanks.
Mm-hmm.
What about the other ones that are already here? Are they grandfathered in?
They have to be, unless we decide to tackle those as well.
So you're talking two separate things here.
Yeah.
Once the businesses that are already here are grandfathered in on this,
right. First the system we have now,
anything new,
that's the easiest to
maintain their own.
Because we've got, I looked at two different site plans for two motels coming in and stuff, and
yeah.
I see that, and I see more staff time, right?
Yep.
Up there, maintaining those stands.
Hire more, get another truck.
Hire more, trucks.
It's going to happen, it's going to happen.
Our water rates are claimed on the winter.
Residential.
Yeah.
Commercial is monthly.
As long as the ones that are already here are grandfathered in.
We would tackle new commercial.
Yeah.
When you have a site plan, we say, hey, I see your septic tanks right here.
Here too, whatever it is, make sure it's still functioning, right?
Right.
That's where the problem. Nobody checked them in 10, 15 years. Then with the steel tanks, you start getting leaks. You knew about it until they pulled the tank out.
So when they pump the tanks, when the city goes around and pumps all, it seems to me like we should just put sewer pipes everywhere, like what most cities have, and then we don't have to do all this jumping and pumping.
Nice. But that's not how
it is.
Well, and update the treatment plant.
You'd have a brand new collection system.
Yeah, never.
And a brand new treatment plant.
Need a big company to move in here.
Because our pipes couldn't handle solids right now. None of them were designed to handle solids.
No, it goes from Wickia down.
Right.
That's way too
bubbles every time, all throughout town. Blow all over. We had to just close it if we were selling houses in that area.
No, I don't think I'd lived in
in new developments for a full-blown septic system,
treatment
that was pumped.
Improvement project we're doing, 20 to 30. That's just a rough guess, I mean.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay, well done.
That's all I got.
Next up.
I would say if any of you got any topics you want to bring up, do it right now before we adjourn. Anything specific? Right lane, I got it.
Yeah, more information on that.
Porta potty.
Yep.
Linda, any code stuff?
That's the top enforcement?
No code enforcement stuff?
We're not going to go into that. We're having a good time.
Okay.
I'm out there saying 25. I'm targeted now. They're all gunning their engines. And
so next meeting,
there's
October
that crappy old
second.
Lady.
Second Tuesday. Yeah, we'll shoot for October.
Okay.
October. Okay.
Kathy will be here.
Unless I'm hunting or something.
That's it. We're adjourned.
The wildlife, that notice about joining some wildfire thing.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't do that at all?
I haven't seen that. Question in here this week.
That's annoying.
So we have a relay that's out.
Maybe it's time for us to tell them that's why they're dimming.
Yeah, only some of them go out, not all of them.
Just this bank.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Jake or Jake, yeah.
Okay, we'd be done.
Okay.
Thank you.
We'd rather go run. One for 105.5, the other 109.